Fulfilling a campaign promise, Governor Walker hired Dr. James Kroll of Texas to come up with suggestions on how to improve deer hunting in Wisconsin. Last June, Kroll, also known as the state's deer trustee, turned in a report with 62 specific recommendations. Now a team of volunteers is midway through planning how to put them into practice. Eric Lobner of the Department of Natural Resources is tasked with coordinating that implementation. He says there are a number of changes that volunteers haven't agreed on, and they need the public to weigh in.
You know, ultimately what we're hoping that will come out of this is kind of an overview from the public of, you know, what do they like or what do they dislike.
Lobner says the implementation team has broken the trustees' recommendations down into four categories, but regulations and season structure is the most popular. In particular, Lobner says the team's take on baiting and feeding is getting the most attention.
That is an item or an implementation proposal that the action team came forward with, is a statewide ban on baiting and feeding.
Lobner says banning baiting is something the DNR has no authority over. It has to be taken up by the legislature. He says another less controversial task is to enact the trustees' recommendation to manage deer seasons on a 3 to 5 year cycle instead of annually. The final implementation plan will be presented to the DNR board in September. Tomorrow's public hearing will be held at UW-Stevens Point, but will also be streamed live online. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.